Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Always look forward to catching up with David Renicky. Joins me on the drive-thru. How are you, David?
Hey, good afternoon, Peter, and happy new year.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you. Good to have you back, 2019. David, we're a bit suspicious of China for a number of reasons. What are they doing on the dark side of the moon?
Yeah, sounds like a good cue for a record, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
look, we're suspicious because China now have landed a spacecraft on the side of the moon we can't see. The Western world is suspicious of China because of their past affiliation with Russia and the space program. It's a place where everybody wants to go. They're landing, or they have landed in a place called the Aitken Basin. But it's in the south pole of the moon. There's a lot of water there, and there's some mineralogy there too. And there's a power source that we need, that we can use, if we can get it back here, called Helium-3. Now, the Chinese are the only nation that are not allowed on the space station because many years ago they've announced their intentions to militarize space. So we've been a little bit worried about what China may do if they do get a foothold or a superiority in space. Well, they've already gained that by the look of it. So, look, they're on the side we can't see. You can't get a signal back here very quickly. You can't watch what they do. And this has spurned President Trump on, by the way, to push for, even much harder than before, push for his, you know, space force that he wants to initiate.
Yes, we should be concerned about that, mate. We discovered that the rings of Saturn were disappearing. What's making them disappear, and are they disappearing faster than we expected?
Yeah, they are. In fact, we didn't even expect them to disappear. Look, evidence has been shown, Peter, over the last few weeks that Saturn is losing part of its ring system. Now, look, the rings are only very young. They're only about 100 million years old. They came along in recent times, and we think maybe the impact of a comet could have done that. Comet may have broken up around the outside of the planet and split up into, well, hundreds of millions of bits of rock and dust and dirt and ice. What a beautiful sight through a telescope.
Oh, yeah.
This is the number one object, Pete, that turns people onto astronomy. When people look at it, they say, wow, it really is there. Well, look, one thing not to worry about, it's not going to happen overnight. In fact, it'll take probably a couple of 100 million years for this to occur. But it is losing its rings. It's losing enough every hour to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool, Peter.
Wow.
That is a little bit to be concerned about, but as I say, it'll be in the sky to fascinate you for quite some many years to come. But we're learning more and more about our place in the cosmos. Pete, we're learning more and more specifically about the planets in our solar system. This is our local neighbourhood.
Yeah.
This is great astronomy. It's good research and good science.
It is good, mate. We do learn an awful lot from talking to you. We much appreciate your time. DavidRenicky.com is David's amazing website. Go and check it out. Spaced Out with David fortnightly on the drive-thru. Interesting as always, David. Look forward to catching you in a fortnight.
Talk to you then, Peter. Bye-bye.
Spaced Out with our astronomer, David Renicky, on 91.7 The Wave.